Hello, everyone. Welcome to Devolving Palettes. I am Aaron Loomis, and with me, as always, is June Liu. How you doing, June?
Doing good.
So today we are talking about the Alec Bradley Prensado Lost Art Robusto. The cigar is 5-inch by 52 ring gauge. Comes out of the Reyes Cubanas factory in Honduras. The wrapper is from Honduras. The binder is a double binder from Nicaragua and Honduras. And the filler is also Nicaraguan and Honduran. Price point is $9.90. The cigar came out in October of 2017. So with that out of the way, June, what was your pre-light experience like?
Pre-light was very good. I thought the wrapper was really attractive. It had this like really oily, like almost like whole roasted espresso beans that you get. It looked just like that. You open up a bag of coffee beans and it's like really oily, smells great kind of a thing. Bangs well pressed, seems tight. There's a soft press on the cigar, and it was really well rolled and bunched. Head finish off with a really well applied triple cap. Smelling of the wrapper, cedar, white pepper, flowers. Smelling of the foot, really rich nuttiness and a white pepper coming through. Cold draw gave me dry cardboard and like a stale mustiness. So overall, good.
Yeah, the aroma I got from the wrapper was like a light barnyard, and the foot was a mix of sweet hay and graham cracker. Pre-light draw gave me like a slightly sweet, subtle wood note, so it was kind of a nice experience there. So take us through your flavor profile.
First third gave me in terms of mouth draw flavors, milk, coffee, barnyard slash musk, baking spices, cream nuttiness, very nice mouth layering, black pepper spiced. Retroling, it heightens especially that baking spice and black pepper, followed by a nice cream nuttiness. Finish primarily a lingering cedar, baking spices, strength of body medium within the first third. Moving on to the second third, it created this like really nice like oily pepper mouth feel. I love that. Like I love like cigars that have like a mouth watering mouth feel to it, instead of like something that's like drying and I have to keep on like sipping on water. So those was really nice in that sense. So within that oily mouth feel, conjunction with that like baking spices. And it's just both of them together is just super tasty. Cream nutty is still more, it starts to become more focused. And that nuttiness, I was able to really identify as like chestnut kind of a nuttiness. So anytime I'm able to hone in on specific flavors, that's another sign of me saying, wow, like this is pretty damn good. Retroling still gives out that baking spices, black pepper. Finish still cedar, but baking spices becomes a bit sharper and gives it more of like a more like a almost like a peppery rawness to it. Strength of body maintains medium. Moving on to the last third, I felt like some of the complexity starts to get lost within the profile. So it's now mainly like sharp baking spices, black pepper, a hint of cream nuttiness. But don't get me wrong when I say that, I still thought that this profile was tasty, but just not as tasty as the first couple of thirds. Spice delivery also carried over to that retro and finish. The most appealing aspect of this profile is that it still gave me that like oily mouth-watering slick oiliness to it. So in terms of strength, starts to kind of go a little above medium, and body consistently at a medium. So overall, I really like the cigar. I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, for me, initial draws brought a very full black pepper, a little bit of wood in the background. Quarter inch in, that black pepper subsided slightly, which kind of allowed that wood to gain a little bit better foothold in the profile. An inch in, that black pepper dialed way back, and the wood was up front with a little char to it. Retrohale was a kind of a clean wood note with a bit of black pepper that gave a nice zing through the nostrils. As the third was coming to a close, that charred wood remained up front with a little bit of earthiness of black pepper in the background, and the strength was just slightly above medium. In the second third, the profile became a bit smoother as the slight, kind of a slight creaminess joined in with that charred wood and the earthiness. The black pepper was kind of hard to detect after it was so prevalent earlier. Half inch in, cream increases some more, kind of knocks some of that char off the wood. At an inch in, the char picks up again as the earthiness subsided. Cream was still present though, and strength remained at that kind of slightly above medium level. Getting into the final third, the wood is still slightly charred. There's a bit of cream remaining in the background. A quarter inch in, the char began to increase as the cream was still slightly hanging on in the background. At an inch in, char continued to slightly increase. The cream kind of left the profile all the way. And that's kind of how the cigar finished up, and the strength remained at that slightly above medium mark. So take us through your construction notes.
I rated the burn good, which is two notches below our perfect burn. I kind of thought the burn was a little bit everywhere. Burn line wavy at all times. Ash retention, although good, was pretty flowery most of the time. But the cigar burned pretty cool, and I only had to do one touch-up. But it was one of those scenarios where I was like, all right, when are you going to catch up? Right? Mm-hmm. Like, when is the burn going to catch up? In terms of draw, I rated it perfect. Just the right amount of resistance and airflow.
Yeah, burn line was slightly wavy at times, but it always kept up with itself. I don't think I had as bad of a burn as you. I rated it very good. Ash held on in one-inch increments. In regards to the draw, a little bit looser than I prefer, but didn't cause any issues in my experience. And it's pretty rare that I find one that's on the more on the looser side. It's either way loose, or it's slightly tighter than I prefer. But this one was just a little loose. But it wasn't anything bad. I wasn't overheating the cigar or anything like that. So what were your overall thoughts on the cigar?
I think this very well be the sleeper hit of the year for me with the new releases, right? So within our criterion of like, you know, cigar of the year, new releases, that kind of a thing. I remember the original Prensado, especially in Churchill, was very tasty before they got the award and they mass produced it. And at that point, there was all these construction issues that I've had. But so the OG release, let's say. You know, this rendition, I thought it carried very similar tasting profile. You know, maybe it has more of an oomph in terms of like flavor intensities and strength. But who knows, man? Maybe they released these for the vault and they just call it Lost Art.
or the Lost Art of how to make the Prensado the way they originally did?
Yeah, maybe, man. Maybe I'm just like talking shit. I don't know. So I think fans of the... you know, especially, you know, Alec Bradley is interesting because it's one of those brands that doesn't get a lot of love within like boutique cigar smokers, right? So I think especially fans of that should look at this cigar and try it out. And they'll realize that, you know, bigger companies like Alec Bradley can make damn good cigars, right? That's worth you spending your hard coin on. So I really like the cigar.
Yeah, cigar started out as a black pepper bomb, but kind of settled down fairly quickly with a little bit of charred wood note up front. Charred wood is kind of the primary note the rest of the way, a little bit of earthiness and varying levels of creaminess. I thought this was a good variation on the Prensado line, and that, you know, a nice new release from Alec Bradley, who didn't really come out with anything new last year. So something kind of new and tasty. For people that like black pepper, I think it's going to be right in their wheelhouse. I would consider the overall profile kind of on the darker side. So if you prefer that, then that, you know, would be something kind of up your alley for like charred wood and earthiness. So this is a cigar I'd have no problem, you know, revisiting, and Alec Bradley fans, I think, will be happy with this kind of new release. And especially, like you said, fans of the original Prensado, I think, would, you know, definitely be into this cigar. So getting into the scores, I give it a 6.57. You give it an 8.03. How do you think that matches up with your experience?
Matches well. I mean, this is definitely in a running on definitely top 10 or maybe top 5 so far this year. So I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, my matches up well. I didn't enjoy it quite as much as you did, but I still thought it was a tasty cigar. And I'm up for smoking more of those. That's always a good sign. So any other final thoughts from you?
So in the event that it is a re-release of the original Prensado, I sure would like to know, just to know that my palate doesn't suck.
Yeah, we'll have to see if we can't talk to somebody in the know and find out what the case is.
Just unofficially tell me, you know.
Yeah, right. All right, if you're just catching this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us, but also check out the full written review on the website, developingpalates.com. Be sure to follow us on all the social media channels, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Google+. And you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, so iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in, and we will catch you on the next one.